And now it's time for our second feature, read by Jenny Pierce. It's about how we can help our bees survive.
How to help our bees survive the sudden changes in our weather. A beekeeper offers tips for gardeners. Freezing cold snaps and flooding in winter, followed by long sweltering summers, don't only take their toll on us, they affect all species, including bees. Dr. Hayley Jones, senior entomologist with the RHS, says it is not so much the cold weather that affects the insects, but sudden changes in temperature due to climate change, which confuses them and damages their cycle. Historically, we've had a lot of cold weather. The problem is when it changes, such as a cold snap after a warm period, she says. When the weather warms up, the insects become more active and tend to come out of their restive hibernation state. However, when the cold snap happens, they either expend a lot of energy going back into that state, having not managed to do any foraging, or they are caught unawares, and if they are very exposed, they could die. To help gardeners help bees, Rouse Honey and global charity Bees for Development share 6 tips for extreme hot or cold weather, with expert advice from professional beekeeper Amanda John. To help them through extreme cold, firstly, grow plenty of pollinator-friendly plants. Planting a range of wildflowers throughout spring and summer and autumn is essential, so bees can harvest as much nectar and pollen as they need, creating honey stores in their hives for the winter. Secondly, create leaf and twig piles. Build piles of leaves and twigs for bumblebees to offer them a cosy shelter from the elements. You could also build or buy a bee hotel for your garden to help replace and restore lost habitat. Thirdly, avoid tidying fallen leaves and compost heaps. In open environments, bumblebees and other insects may form colonies under compost heaps and leaves. Avoid moving these if you are likely to spend your time inside. An expert view: honeybees are the only bee species in the UK that overcome winter as a colony, John explains. In other species of bees, only the queen survives the winter. Honeybees cope very well in cold weather. They form a cluster inside the hive and sort of shiver to keep warm. In milder spells, the bees will fly around the entrance of the hive to orientate and go on cleansing flights to relieve any waste. And in a heat wave, firstly, give them easy access to water. While placing water in a tray or basin, ensure separate trays for all wild species. While birds may be able to drink water from basins, bees can't swim and they can drown. Place shallow trays with pebbles above the water level so that the bees can lie on them as they drink. Alternatively, fill buckets with water and create landing pads using bark and branches. Secondly, leave some areas uncultivated. As individual bees struggle to survive without the support of their colony, leave part of your garden untamed. For example, if a straggler were to leave its colony, small piles of woody prunings can provide shelter for the bee. Thirdly, offer food and supplements. As a bee's main diet comprises pollen and nectar, planting pollinator-friendly flowers in your garden will help support them significantly. However, if this is not possible, providing a 50-50 sugar and water solution would also help, offering a one-off energy boost. Expert view: honeybees cope pretty well in hot weather. The internal colony temperature is around 35 degrees centigrade, so they are used to working in warm conditions. When it's hot outside, they collect more water and fan their wings at the entrance to cool down the hive. If the colony is large in a small space, bees will beard or clump together outside their hive's entrance to keep the internal temperature cool. Jones advises planting up your beds and borders densely. More dense vegetation will provide shade and be a bit more resilient. You can help provide water and nectar for bees by ensuring your garden is appropriately watered.